Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God for being able to bless us to have the Spirit of God and the mind of God to connect in the Spirit to get the work of God done. We're on a mission. He's commissioned us to go ye therefore. We praise God for this is truly the day that the Lord has made. I'm blessed, excited, ecstatic, and glorifying God for the wisdom of God, how he does things, and the things that he placed in our spirit to do in the way that he say do it. He is awesome. We bless God for Mother Willette tonight. Praise God. Evangelist, always on fire and ready and available for service. Praise the Lord. She will be assisting me tonight. Bless the Lord with the prayer. Praise the Lord. We had a schedule, a dinner at the same time and forgot about the prayer, but God had this ordained already because he knew what it was going to be before the end of time. He always had a ram in the bush. So I give God glory for the woman of God being available for service. Thank God for Mother Alexander with the fire of the anointing and the powerful word that came forth in the service Sunday night, breaking the bread of life on faith. And I'm no matter whether we are babe or whether we've been blessed to be in ministry for many upteen years, nevertheless, we can't get enough of the word. And faith is always in order, because that's the way we have to walk this walk with Christ. Because he said the only thing that pleases him is faith. So doubt and double-minded and wavering and complaining and murmuring is not going to get the job done. So we thank God for knowing who you are, whose you are, walking in your authority and the power of the anointing. And like you said also with the word last night, what mountain? What is your mountain? So in the meantime, whatever it is, it's going to take faith to move it. We bless God. Praise God. Again, I said tonight we bless God. We're ecstatic and excited about the move of God. And so we're going to pray. We're going to turn it over to Mother. We'll let them leave all the lines open in between the dinner and check back with her. But she is going to be giving an order tonight, so I'm going to leave the lines open for her. So once Mother, I pray Mother. We'll let pray, and then she take over the service. Then Mother Alexander, as she, you know, pray for her, and if Mother McCormick comes on, we'll ask Mother Willette just to ask if she's there and whatever. So whatever God give you all to pray, and I'll be checking back in. But I'm excited. We cannot come off the wall. Whatever God's assignment, whatever we got to work it around God's assignment. So we got to put him first in everything. So that's the reason why we are not going to allow just because time crossed over, we're not going to allow that to interfere with having prayer tonight. But I didn't get to read the Psalms 100 last night. I didn't want to come up on the computer for me, but we ended up reading 1 Corinthians 13 last night. Let me ask the question real quick while I have the lines open. Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, can you all hear me clearly? So when I leave the room, I don't want it to be any problem. Is that phone coming in clear?
I can hear you very clear.
Okay, praise God. I won't move it from that place. Amen. We're going to read Psalms 100, then I'm going to pray. Then, Mother Willette, I'm going to turn it over to you. And whatever God places in your spirit, as God bless, we're going to at least give it an hour of a little over, if the Lord says so. Whatever you put in your spirit, don't cut it short. Just let the Lord bless and use it, and I'll be checking that in. Praise God. But the Psalms 100 is, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise the name. For the Lord, praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. To God be the glory. And we're going to continue the purpose in our heart to enter in to glorify and magnify him and worship his holy name. We pray glory to God. We're coming in with thanksgiving, Father. We thank you tonight. We give you glory and praise. What a mighty God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. God, we thank you today for another day that you added into our lives, another day to glorify you, another day to exalt your name, another day to be in your presence. And thank God, it's an honor to be in your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy. We thank you, glory to God. We're not just happy people, glory to God, because something has to happen for somebody to be happy. But no, we're joyous in you, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We will magnify your name and glorify you in the name of you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. He is worthy of every praise. In spite of what's all going on, you still deserve the praise. God, we thank you for salvation. God, all that you went through and you came through on our behalf, and all the suffering, and you're the ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back to the Father. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to have access to the Father. Glory to God. So we don't have to, glory to God, kill bullocks and goats and lambs and glory to God, try to burn off birds and pigeons and whatever offering or however. We can go straight to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, as we humble ourselves. We want to come with clean hands. God, even though, glory to God, things might be going on, help us, glory to God, to submit ourselves, commit, glory to God, to you. Forgive us for all sin, any error, any transgressions, so we can be in place to magnify your name, to glorify you, to honor you with all our substance. Glory to God, all you told us in your word, glory to God, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us to stay focused and not get caught up on the things going on around us, that we may stay focused on what your word say, what your promise say, what your warnings say, what things you said are yet to come and have came or is already here in the name of Jesus. So we won't be like those others who are faint-hearted because of what's going on, because you've already prepared us if we study your word and seek out your faith. God, we thank you for giving us peace in the midst of these storms. Glory to God, and not just the natural storms, but the storms that go on in our lives. God, every day we need to call upon your name. Every day we need to seek out your faith. Every day we need to pray. Every day we need to give thanksgiving. Every day we need to hold on to the promise and get anchored like never before. Glory to your holy and mighty name. We're thanking you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for Jesus, most of all, because if it had not been from him, Lord, we would not have the opportunity to be in your presence, to be able to call on your name, to even live through some of the things, Lord, that God has gone on. Because now we're not under the law, we're under grace. And if it wasn't for grace, hallelujah, oh, so many of us, glory to God, could have been wiped out right about now. But Lord, I thank you for that mercy and that grace. Thank you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, in the midst of even things when we're in error, hallelujah, that mercy that's there. And you gave us an advocate, Jesus Christ, that we can call upon him. And glory to God, repent. Oh, if you said in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we glorify you for. God, we want to enter in giving glory and praise. We know there's sickness and disease and storms and all kinds of other things that are going on in the land. But God, you deserve the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Help us to even learn the more. Some things we can praise our way through. Other things we're going to have to just thank you and just believe you to bring us through. But God, help us never to lose sight on praise. Help us never lose sight on worship. Glory to God, because you said we must worship you in spirit and truth. And we got to be able to have faith, and we can't be double-minded with it. All that my sister said, and we have said many times as well, all of us in prayer and even in ministry, glory to God, you cannot turn back around and have faith and then fear at the same time. Fear gonna cancel faith, and faith gonna cancel fear. We want to cancel fear because we know you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Even when the attacks come against our families, come against our bodies, come against the ministry, come against the land, come against, glory to God, the things that you have given us and the enemy comes to snatch. Nevertheless, God, you will turn around and work it for us. Help us to hold on to the word. And some things you told us, we can speak those things and not as though they were. We can call some things back in. God, you are God of restitution. You are God, glory to God, restore. You are God, hallelujah, that only resurrect. You are God, glory to God, anything that even seem appear to be dead, even like in the wintertime, even with the plants and trees. And God, you have a way when spring comes, they spring right back up like nothing, even bloom even the more. God, help us to get to that place and allow you to prune us, allow us, glory to God, to hold on, to not to look at things at face value, but look at it through the Spirit. Look at through, glory to God, through the promise. Look at, glory to God, through what your word is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, hallelujah, in the midst of these trying times, in the midst of the troubles, hallelujah, God, help us to keep looking to the hills. We're coming to our help, realizing help does come from you, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for making us strong in you as we stand on your word. life on the inside. And if they don't act, let our life living make a difference, hallelujah, that they'll see something in our life and they'll be drawn to the life, they'll be drawn to the kind of fruit that's on our tree that is going to magnify you, the fruit of Jesus Christ, the character in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, glory to God. We need faith like never before to stand at this hour, to continue to pursue after you like never before. So, God, we worship you. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name. Thou art worthy. Thank you for being the healer. By your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings. You said you're worthy. We, glory to God, have to believe you. You already said it. It's already settled. Now it's up to us to take the opportunity to make sure we believe it. In the name of Jesus, as you said in Mark, hallelujah, 11, all the speech of this mountain, have to have faith, have the word, have to have for an assurance and to know when we pray, what we pray for, we're going to receive it. But if there's any hope, anything in our heart that can hinder the prayer, glory to God, you said forgive. Hallelujah. So it won't be that our Father won't forgive us because we won't forgive others. And even sometimes, glory to God, we need to forgive ourselves. If we miss the mark or we cross the line, all go back to repentance. Hallelujah. 1 John 1 and 9. God, I just thank you for the fullness of the joy of the excitement in the midst of even of the valley. And I mean, we can get this joy that we're talking about even in the valley. You don't have to wait till the mountain or wait till the thing is already over or the thing is mad. Shout, glorify, magnify when we know that he's going to do it in advance. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. I know, God, you are God. They shall not lie. Your word, Lord, when it goes out, it's not going to go out and void. It's going to accomplish. It's going to achieve everything you said that I do. So we got to glorify you. Even sometimes we can't be, glory to God, we don't seem like we can get caught up, glory to God, in the moment of just the laughter. But God, the joy inside of the assurance of what your word is saying, holding on to the promise in the name of Jesus. We may not be running around like a hyena, glory to God, laughing and grinning, but God, when we are assured with the peace of God, a promise to know that when you say it, it's going to take place. So we thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We thank you for those, glory to God, that we are praying for their healing, for their deliverance. We thank you for, glory to God, not only deliverance in their physical body, in their mind. Hallelujah. Even, glory to God, those that are caught up in the emotions of the things that are going on in this life and all the things that are happening to them, God, we're praying healing and deliverance. We're praying for our families. We're praying for ourselves. We're praying, glory to God, for these prayer wars. We're praying for those that are so stable in you that are sure that they're not going to be moved because of their doing it day by day by day, building themselves up in their most holy faith. Help us all, God, so we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. I thank you for the promises of the Lord. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the joy. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for doing the work in the families, in the ministry, glory to God, even on this prayer line. Thank you for the reports that we hear, that you be glorified. No man can take no glory. But God, we stand in the yes, and you use these vessels that are sincere about the things of God. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each one of their homes. Bless, glory to God, these vessels, the faithful ones, glory to God, the ones, glory to God, that their faith is being built, glory to God, to be more stronger and be committed more in their ministries, in their homes, or whatever side you put on your hand. And then I bind up the spirit of compromise, and though that not lackadaisical spirit, nonchalant, hypocritical spirit that in the body, we bind you and command you to be loose off of their mind. God, conviction in their hearts, repentance in their hearts, so the body can be unified, the more so we can fight the good fight of faith against the demonic forces, the satanic forces, the foul spirits of the enemy, the blood of Jesus, binding and commanded to be loose from its assignment, so we can be on one accord to accomplish the mission and the assignment of the commission that God has placed in our heart. We're thanking for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we'll not be ashamed of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing, and God, I thank you for these your people, and as we glory to God, step back and release ourselves over more over in your hand. Cleanse us, God. Our deliverance, creating us a clean heart no more. Help us, glory to God, to submit and commit. Help us not try to get the motor out of somebody else's eye while the 2x4 is filling out. Help us to be to that place. Oh, God, it's me standing in need of prayer and some things I need to come up. But God, thank you. I want to be used for your glory. Help me, glory to God, to be on my post. Help me to be available for service. Help me, glory to God, to be a keen ear, fine-tuned into your for your work and your assignments in the name of Jesus. And I deaf ear to everything contrary to the will of the Lord that comes from the devil in the name of Jesus. Even if you're using a vessel to use it, even no matter how close they are, if it's not the Spirit of the Lord, help us to be able to rebuke it, bind it, shun it, or whatever, to not let it bind our spirits in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. So many people are hurting and going through right about now. Hallelujah. So many, glory to God, are going through in their homes and going through in their marriages and going through in relationships and struggling with situations. One a husband, one a wife, and getting in conflict situations, compromising situations. We plead the blood of Jesus for the believers to know, glory to God, they're to be renewed in their mind. There might be a struggle, but there are no excuses to continue. There might be some reasons, but no excuses. We're going to have to fight the good fight of faith like the next one. But we're helpless one to another. Strengthen, not condoning, but strengthen each other. But in the meantime, wisdom got to be taken advantage of in order to come out of the darkness into the marvelous light. God is something that needs to admit sometimes that they're having pleasure in that sin. That's the reason why they can't get delivered. But God got a timing on some things he doesn't want us to come out of. So God, we're asking God in the name of Jesus' mercy that they wake up in the name of Jesus and recognize the time that we're living in, because the enemy is very cunning and crafty, even the foul spirits, and it's seducing our children and our grands and whatever, the young people and so forth like this, and the old coons are turning back around and trying to act like they're the young bodies and whatever, and opening doors and not even being an example or a mentor in the name of Jesus. That's in the world and outside and in the body, but mostly in the body it needs to be a change. Oh, God, we ask you for you to help us. Help us as a body, the ones that are standing, strengthening us, to continue to stand. Don't let them get weak watching what's going on around us, or even trying to get things done and accomplished because of the things that are happening. Glory to God, getting weak in the faith. But God, I pray that they're built up, and I pray we help one another. And when it's us, we don't see or hear from that person, we need to be able to be praying and interceding. So when God tells us to make contact, so be it. But other than that, we all can pray. We can pray even when people don't want us to pray. We can pray in our spirit. We can pray at the job. We can pray in the marketplace. We can pray at the register. We can pray, Lord, in our home. We can pray on the commode. We can pray in the shower. We can pray laying prostrate. We can lay in the bed praying. Wherever, glory to God. Give us a mind and a heart after you like never before. And God, I do appreciate you, and I appreciate these ladies. I appreciate the anointing in this. And then to be in the midst and being a part of it, I appreciate the love. I appreciate my children. I appreciate, glory to God, the care and the love they have. I meet so many that, glory to God, their parents might have been good by their children, but they may not have them to think about them or call them or do something for them or pick up something or glory to God, give them something to eat or just being able just to even love on them. God, I thank you. Help us to be thankful in all things. I pray you put a blessing on them. In the name of Jesus, will it our grants as well. God, I just love you today, and I appreciate you. I thank you for all that you've done and doing. Thank you for your loving kindness and mercy. Thank you for Mother Willette, praise God, as we get ready to release the line for her, the glory I have to pray, and then as she bless the other two ladies are on, so when she, whatever order, Mother will examine the evangelist, and Mother McCormick, evangelist, however the Lord bless, and we're going to believe, God, as we pray fervently and sincerely, whatever your will is, we want to let the fire of the anointing flow in the name of Jesus. And I carefully give you the praise, glory, and honor. Cover them all with your blood. Stir them up. Bless their families. Bless their loved ones. Bless everything that you put our hands to do. Pray over to God against every satanic and demonic force that come against these prayers tonight, this machine, or this phone, or either anything in our lives or concerning us. We speak life. We bind the death and untimely death. We bind up sickness and disease. We bind up all the stuff that's going on, and even insect bites and all the other kind of stuff and these diseases and these flus and pneumonias and all this right here. All that noise that's in our ear. We praise the Lord and cover us under the blood, and the devil don't cross his butt line. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We praise you. We thank you for the blessings with Evangelist Brenda and Mother Thompson, and glory to God that from the stroke and healing. We believe in you, glory to God, and thank you for Ann. We believe in you, glory to God, for the other sister that, glory to God, that had the tumor taken out of here. We're thanking you for all those other things still here, and even for our own bodies. We bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. And as we give glory and praise unto you, in the name of Jesus, we turn it now over to Mother Willette, and as the Lord blesses her, she'll have the order for the rest of the night until I come back and stuff like for who will pray after her. So follow the instructions as the Lord lead her as she go into prayer, and however the Lord bless, we are not going to put a timing on the Lord and let his will be done. In the name of Jesus, the line being released now, Mother Willette, evangelist, and so that way you can take the order of the service from here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give glory and honor and praise to the Most High God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just want to magnify the Lord, but I want to read just a couple of scriptures, praise God. One is John 10 and verse 10 that says, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus, and this is in red, Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus says he comes so that we can have life to the full, because he's the good shepherd, praise God, the same good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. That's John 10:10. And then verse Jeremiah, the sixth chapter, in verse 16, that says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Praise God. And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, in other words, the people responded to what the Lord was saying. They responded, we will not walk therein. And if you read a little bit further down, you hear that they blew the sound of the trumpet and trying to get the people to hearken to the word of God. And the people said, we're not going to even hear, my Lord Jesus. If I had a question for tonight, just a question for thought, and we're going to pray, praise God. Do you want to be made whole, praise God? We pray week after week, and we pray for healing, but we must stand on God's promise. Jesus has not changed his mind about what he said when he said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly, life to the full, praise God. Hallelujah. And I was reminded, hallelujah, about a message, hallelujah, that I had received, that Jesus came to set those that are held captive, held bound, tangled up in deception, mind deception, Lord God. And I thank and praise God, Jesus came to set the captive free. And we've got to trust in what Sister Alexander mentioned last night in her message, praise God, to know what the word of God says and stand on that word and don't back up, don't take back, praise God. We've got to make a decision. In that previous message that I had, I remember that Jesus said to the man who was by the pool, he said, first, do you want to be made whole? And the man come up with excuses. Well, then we noticed that Jesus told the man, you get up, take up your bed, and go home. So praise God. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that God don't want us confused about who he is. We need to know, as born-again baptized believers of the body of Jesus Christ, we need to know who God is for ourselves, and we need to know that we're children of the living God. And then we need to stand on his word, take him at his word, and then begin to speak the word of God over our lives, over our family lives, our friends and neighbors, and thank and praise God for people who are willing to give of their time and do intercessory prayer, praise God. So, hallelujah, I said that just to stir your minds and basically to make up your mind. Now, if you want something from God, you got to see what his word says about that situation, because his word is his will for your life. See what the word of God says and then begin to proclaim that. Just because we do a lot of prayer on healing, I was looking at my information I had gotten from my prayer book. It says miracles, that's with an S on it, of healings, are not of the past as some are thinking or teaching, because God's word says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is his word, glory be to God. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So God has not changed. So he's still a miracle worker, praise God. And you've got to be convinced of that if you expect to get anything. I heard Sister Alexander say last night, if you're wavering or doubting, don't expect anything from God, because God does not work on fear, or he doesn't operate on doubt or wavering. You've got to have the assurance that what God's word says, and that is so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said that in John 14 chapter, praise God, verse 12, the work that I do, you shall do even greater works than what I do, praise God, because he go to the Father. And it doesn't take, praise God, a mountain of faith, just a small mustard seed. Confess God's word with authority over your body as often as the Holy Spirit will lead you, and your faith will increase, praise God. And remember what according to Isaiah 55 and 11 says, God's word will not return to him void. Whatever he's sending out to do, it will be accomplished, and it will not return to him void, praise God. So just remember that, and remember, praise God, you're looking at the situation, if you're any kind of way like me, you say, what in the world is going on? Well, you can try to lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink. In other words, you can try to tell people, listen, come on to Jesus. I promise you, your life is going to be much better. You need someone on your side that's going to protect you, praise God, that's going to bless you, and that's going to be with you, praise God, through the thick and the thin, hallelujah, through the storm and through the rain, praise God. Because you know if you got God on your side, he's more than the whole wide world against you. Just a little bit of that, I just want to share that before I begin to pray. Now, Heavenly Father, I come to your presence. I thank you for those words, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you give us good understanding on tonight, that you are on the throne. Hallelujah, that our lives belong to you. Glory be to God. We are your people and the sheep of your pastor. I pray to you, Heavenly Father, this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thanking you first of all. Hallelujah, that you are the living God, the faithful God, the holy God, the powerful God, the just God. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for who you are, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Jesus, hallelujah. For had it not been for the Lord Jesus on our side, where would we be, Heavenly Father? So we pray to you right now in the precious and holy name of Jesus, looking to you, hallelujah, who's the author and finisher of our faith, Heavenly Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we worship you because you, Lord God, make a way out of no way. You love us, Heavenly Father, and you're mindful of every situation, every circumstance that any of us will face. And I thank you for the message on tonight that Jesus came, hallelujah. He got up out of heaven because he saw, hallelujah, that man's lives was in a mess without him coming and making such a sacrifice. For he is, Jesus is the supreme sacrifice, hallelujah, that would make a way, hallelujah, so that we can be reconciled to you, Heavenly Father. So I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you that you demonstrated the power of your love for each one of us, Heavenly Father, and that you still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you yet would that none should perish. And if somebody is perishing, Heavenly Father, it looks like according to Jeremiah 6 and 16, they've made up their mind that they don't want the good path. And if they perish, it's nobody's fault but their own. And Lord God, we just intercede on behalf of people tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that people will hear what thus says the word of God and have a changed mindset, Heavenly Father. We're praying that people, hallelujah, will, Lord God, turn around and, as the scripture said, repent and decide in your mind that, you know what, I'm tired of the life that I'm living. I'm tired of the way things are going, and I need help, Lord God, hallelujah. As the blind man said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me, glory be to God, hallelujah. And I trust, Heavenly Father, that you Hallelujah, the God, hallelujah, who, when you people call on you, you're not going to turn them down, but you want to be there to help them because your word teach, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, glory be to God, that you would that none should perish. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you for caring so much about us that even in 2018, in October, you still manifest your love toward us because Jesus is sitting now at the right hand of the Father, and he's yet making intercession for us. He hasn't changed his mind about coming so that we can have life and life to the full. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I know you see the situation with people, Lord God. But I specifically pray, oh God, hallelujah, as the scripture says, to be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. I'm praying, Heavenly Father, that people will have a changed mindset, a desire to come to Jesus, Lord God, to come to you, Heavenly Father, to trust you, to take you at your word. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that as they come to you and they are sincere, their motive for coming is not to just get, but to, Lord God, to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord God, I repent of the things that I've done in the past, and I see that I'm not getting anywhere with my life the way that it is, so I need you in my life. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us so much that you still would that none should perish. You don't want anybody to die and go to hell and be separated from you. Some people don't believe that hell is real because they don't have you in their life, Heavenly Father. And for that, I say, Jesus, what Jesus said, and when he went to the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They don't know. If they haven't come and received Jesus, then they don't really know the truth. They can't know the truth except once they accept Christ Jesus, then they have the Holy Spirit down on the inside that will help convince them that, look here, what the Word of God says, it is true. You can't know the truth by yourself. If you're living like there is no God, you will find out. So we pray for grace and mercy this evening, Heavenly Father. And we pray that people will have a changed mindset. We're praying, Lord God, for the body of Christ, the servants of God, to preach the gospel, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a way that people's hearts will be stirred, that their spirit man will be stirred to desire to come, hallelujah, to the table to dine with you, Heavenly Father. We have people that's tormented with anxieties and fears, Lord God, and we bind up the spirit of anxiety. We bind up the spirit of fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, whatever we bind, hallelujah, down here on earth, you are binding in heaven. So we bind up these spirits, Lord God, that are running rampant and lying to people, and people are convinced that that's the truth, but it's not the truth. God, we're praying that you expose the enemy in people's lives and let them know where they have been deceived. They have been seduced by the spirit of error. Loose them and set them free this evening, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind up the spirit of witchcraft this evening. We bind up the spirit, Lord God, of addictions, Lord God, and strongholds at the name of Jesus. We pray for people to be set free. Jesus, you came to set the captive free. So we're praying in accordance with your will for man's life. You don't want them to be tangled up and bound up by the enemy and don't know what's right and what's wrong. My God Almighty, we pray for people, Lord God, to come to their senses this evening and realize that they need you in their life, Heavenly Father. We're praying for our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, praying for our neighbors' kids, Lord God, our friends, Lord God, people everywhere, we lift up to you, Heavenly Father. Praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring about deliverance on earth, Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you've done in our lives, but God, you see the devastation, the great indignation over the land. And has it been because people have chosen not to walk in the path that's the good way? They have made up their mind and said, we don't want to walk. We don't want God. Lord, have mercy. Help people. God, let the TV evangelists, the radio evangelists, preach the gospel and get the news out that people are under strong delusion and they believe that they can do whatever they want to and life is going to be good. Let them see, Lord God, through all of these things that are going on, the fires that's burning that will not go out, these tsunamis and these floods and these hurricanes. Let them see, Lord God. Wake them up. Wake them up in their hearts and their minds. Open up the blinded eyes. Loose, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that they can hear. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, oh God. Let the preachers preach the message where people will be able to realize that they're in a mess if they don't have God in their life. So we pray, oh God, for deliverance. We pray, Lord God, and I thank you for the spirit of reconciliation. You sent Jesus so that we could be reconciled to you. And I think that's the first healing that everybody needs in their heart is the healing of reconciliation back to you, Heavenly Father. That's the greatest healing that a person could get. Once they come to Jesus and realize, Lord, I'm lost without you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we pray for so much healing, Lord God, but that's the most important healing I think a person need to get. But, Lord God, don't forget the physical healing. People are sick, Lord God, out here. They're tormented in their minds. Lord God, they're going through so much, Lord God, and they need help. And our only help is in you. So we thank you, and we lift up people everywhere, Heavenly Father. We praise your name this evening. We lift up those that are on the prayer line this evening, praying, oh, Lord God, especially for the leaders who have to make decisions about how this nation should be run, but not just praying for the leaders of this nation, but we pray for leaders of every country, every province, in the name of Jesus. Praying, Lord God, that people will make good, sound decisions about how the nation should be run. Help people to realize that there's a day of reckoning come. If you don't choose to do what's good, you've got to answer to the Heavenly Father. So we pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, pray. I pray that people, Lord God, will begin to see what the truth is before it's too late in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Revelations, what says in Revelations is true, hallelujah. And if I were people, if the message could get out, if somebody would preach the message regarding the last seven plagues that's going to be poured out upon the earth, that ought to be enough to cause people to repent. But I read in that chapter, praise God, hallelujah, in Revelations, where as much as the seven plagues was poured out, people still did not choose to repent and turn to God. Lord, have mercy. I pray that people will make a decision to turn to you. I pray, oh God, for every born-again person here in the name of Jesus, and I pray for those, Lord God, who have not yet come to you in the name of Jesus. Praying, God, for those that are bereaved this evening. Praying for those, Lord God, that are hurt. Children, Lord God, are fearful for going to school. We're praying for their protection, Heavenly Father. Praying for the parents to begin to relook at the way that they bring their children up. Praying that they'll realize the importance of bringing up children to know who you are, Heavenly Father. For when we stand before you, we won't have an excuse. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy. For sake of time and giving someone else the opportunity to pray, we thank you right now. We bless you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. I love you. I love you so much because you love us and you're mindful of us and you're concerned about us. Thank you that you still are on the throne today, Lord Jesus, and you still have that opportunity to deliver and set people free when they come to you sincerely and ask for help. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Thank you for these prayer warriors that are willing to give of their time to pray for others in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for what your word says in John, hallelujah. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. I pray for people everywhere. I pray for those that are having psychological, mental, and anxiety, fear issues. I pray that they are delivered. Those that are yet lost, I pray that they will come to Jesus in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the power of your word, that you love us, that you're mindful of us, and you set those that are bound by addiction, strongholds, sex sin, identity issues, set them free, oh God, so that they realize, hallelujah, how much you love them. We love you, we bless you, we praise your name, and we thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Now, Sister Alexander, and after Sister Alexander, it'll be Mother McCormick that will come on the line and pray. Thank you, dear. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you today. We give you glory. We give you honor today, Lord God, for your mercy and grace, Lord God. Because it's because of grace, Lord, we are here today. Your grace, Lord God. Nothing else but your grace is what keep us, Lord. And Lord, we so thankful to you, Heavenly Father, that we give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for bringing us through this day, Lord God. We thank you that how you make a way for us, oh Lord God. We thank you for taking care of our home, Lord, our children, Lord God. Even when we is not there, Lord God, you make sure, Lord God, that something go on all right in them, Lord God, that they're going to be all right. Because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And Lord God, we believe that no matter where we are, you is with us. Because we belong to you, Lord God. We only serve the living God, the God that created heaven and earth. The only God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's the God we serve. And Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for you have made a way for us through all things. You're still there with us. Your mercy, Lord God. Your grace, Lord God. It's all in one, Lord God, because we believe in your word. So we know we are protected through your word. And Lord, we give you glory today. We thank you for making a way for our brothers and sisters, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking away aches and pain, sickness and disease. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, I bring sisters and brothers before you today, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, those that is weak in the mind, Lord, we ask you to renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Renew their mind. Let them know, Lord God, that we are standing in the gap for them too, Lord God. That they will stand firm on your promises, Lord God. That they will stand and believe that your word said you will not leave them, you will not forsake them. Your word said for them to call on you, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, that you are still with them, regardless how it looks, regardless what they say. You never leave them. And Lord, we just standing in the gap, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless this prayer line and each and every one of us, Lord God. Bless it bountifully, Lord God, that we able to stand boldly and proclaim the victory because we know you said in your word, Lord, pray for one another. So we come on the prayer line just interceding for one another, Lord God. Interceding for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God. Those we know, those we don't know. Because prayer have no barriers. It goes through anywhere, Lord God. And so, Lord, we praying for sisters that we don't know and sisters that we do know. We pray, Lord God, that they come to recognize and to know who Jesus Christ is. And to know that he paid a price for us all. Oh, God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for how you take care of us all, Lord God. We bring our children before you, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord God. Continue to keep our heads around them, Lord God. Because we know no one can do anything but you to keep them from the evil one, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, that you strengthen the inner man in them, Lord. that they will stand boldly, proclaim the victory that is in them, Lord God. Bring a new beginning, Lord God. Bring a new change in some of them that fallen at the wayside, Lord God. But we praying and in the gap standing for them, Lord God, that there will be a change, Lord God. So many of our brothers and sisters out there, children is falling, Lord, but we come to pray and stand in the gap for them, that a change must take place, a renew must take place, because your word said, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. And Lord, when we come on the prayer line, we are one, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for each and every one of our children, children of those that we don't know and those that we know. Because we know you are a God that answers prayer. And Lord, you gave us the power to bind things on earth. So we bind those false spirits that attack them, Lord. We bind it up right now that come against the mind. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind those spirits up. And Lord God, we cast them back to the pit of hell where they belong. And it's in the name of Jesus we speak. Renew in the mind, Lord. Renew, Lord God. We speak a new beginning in them, Lord. Because, Lord, your word said, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you to do. And, Lord, we believe, Lord. We believe that nothing is too hard for you to do. You are a God that answers all prayers, Lord God. When you hear us cry to you, Lord God, your word never void, Lord God. And, Lord, you tell us in your word, Lord God, calling you, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray that those that don't know you, Lord, that they come to know, Lord, that they can call on the mighty God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, because he's the only God we live by and serve. Oh, God, touch the mind, Lord God. Touch brothers and sisters out there that is broken, Lord God. Renew their mind, Lord God, as we stand together praying for them, Lord God, that they come back to their senses, Lord God, to know that you are a God that can renew the mind, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, you give us the authority to bind and loose here and hurt, Lord God. And you said in your word, Lord God, what we bind. And we are children of the mighty God. We are joined here with Jesus. And what we bind and hurt shall be bound in heaven. And, Lord God, we binding up these foul spirits that come against these young people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command it to loose them in the name of Jesus. We cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And we claim new beginning, Lord God. We claim new beginning in their lifestyle, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless them, Lord God. Help them to stand strong, Lord God. Renew mind, Lord God. Renew mind. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, we must pray for one another. So, Lord, we come praying on this prayer line, Lord God, for each and every one of these young children out there, Lord God. Some of them is lost into the midst, Lord God. But we know nothing is too hard for you to do, and nothing is too far down that you cannot bring up, Lord God. And you is not dear that you cannot hear a cry, Lord God. We know you said in your word, Heavenly Father, cast every cares on you. And we know you said in your word, Lord God, that every need's already been met. So, Lord God, we're standing on the promises in the mighty name of Jesus. And we claim in victory, Lord God. We claim the victory because your word said, Father God, all things is possible to them that believe, Lord God. And, Lord, we believe in your word, Heavenly Father. We believe in your word, Heavenly Father. You said it, we believe it, Lord God. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord God, because we know there is none like you, Heavenly Father. According to your word in Isaiah, Lord God, you said you the first, you the last, you the beginning, you the end. There is no other way, Lord God. We make a choice to follow the living God. We believe in your word. We live by your word. And we stand boldly and proclaim the victory in our life, Lord God. For we are overcomers more than conquerors, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. thank you for who we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you for being a deliverer, Lord God. Thank you for being a provider, Lord God. Thank you for being a way maker, Lord God. Only in your name we can declare these things, Lord, because we know your promises cannot be void. You said it, Lord, and we believe it. You said, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. You said, you'll never leave us, you never forsake us. You said, cast all cares on you. So we come boldly, Lord, casting every cares, Lord God, because we're standing in the gap for these young people, Lord. We're standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for those that in prison, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for those that is in the hospital, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for those that is in authority, Lord God, praying that they will do the right thing, Lord God. Give them a heart to understand, Lord God. Renew their mind, Father God. Oh, only you know, Heavenly Father. And it's only you see the hearts of men, Lord God. And it's only you can change those minds around, Lord God. Lord, you see some of these young people out there, Lord God. Oh, yikrobo shanta babasiya. Looking for works, oh God. Oh God, hoping renew, Lord God. Open doors for some of them, Lord God. Because some of them really is looking, Lord God. Some of them really want to do better, Lord God. But they need help in the name of Jesus. That's why we come on the prayer line, Father. And we do what you call us to do. Pray for one another. We have the power to bring down these strongholds that hold them back. But we know that your word said, Lord God, if we pray, Lord God, believe, Lord God, stand by faith to know that what we ask you for, it shall come forth, because you already provide us with all our needs, because according to your word, Lord God, you said every need's already been met, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we believe it, Father God. We believe that every need of these young people has already been met in the mighty name of Jesus. Just touch the heart, Lord God. Bring a new start, Lord God. Turn them around, Lord God. They have those out there, Lord God, that don't even know the right from the wrong. But we know you are a God that hear our cry. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew their mind, Lord God. Touch their heart, Lord God. Bring a change, Father God. For we speak it in the name of Jesus, that it shall be a change in them. It shall be a change in them. In the name of Jesus, we ask this for you, Lord God. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the promises, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, only Jesus. And we know your word said, Lord, to cast every cares on you. And we know your word said, Lord God, that if we hearts believe, stand on your word, because it shall come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. And we claim every need has already been met through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors for this prayer line to overflow, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, because, Lord, I know nothing is impossible for you. We know you are a God that can do it all. Only you, my Lord, Jehovah, the great God, the God that created heaven and earth. Nobody but you did it, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for bringing a change. We thank you for the abundance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for our sisters that just pray that we touch and agree with them. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray right now, God, for all the prayer warriors right now, God, that have already prayed, that a prayer had went up in the name of Jesus.
We love you on tonight, Lord, and we appreciate you, Father. And, Lord God, as we touch and agree with the women of God, Lord, we pray for the young people, Lord God. We pray for the things that's going on in the world today. We know that you see and we know that you know all things, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you right now, God, as I was reading in Hebrew 4 to 14 to 16. I have a little piece here I want to read. It says, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firm to what we believe. This high priest of our understanding, our weakness, for he faces all of the same tests as we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace of God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. And so, Father, I just thank you right now, God, knowing that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy in a time of need as we go through the trials and the tribulation that we go through. We look to the hills from which coming our help, and we know all our help comes from you on tonight. So we ask you on tonight, God, to look down on that young girl or that young boy, that man or woman somewhere, Lord God, that's crying out, that needs you right now, God. We pray that you will touch those tears, God, and ball them up, God, and let them know, God, that you're right there beside them, that you see the condition that they might be going through. God, we pray for those that have lost their homes, and we pray for someone that might have lost their loved ones, God, that might be feeling down for losing their loved ones. God, we pray that you'll touch their body right now, God, and we pray that you'll let them know, God, that you're right there beside them. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them. We pray for that person that might be going through some sickness in their body right now, God. Pain all in their body, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to let them know, God, that you are a healer. Let them know, God, that you healed 2,000 years ago, that with the stripes there, they're already healed. God, we come in the name of Jesus, God, just believing in your word, because we know it's the word of God that's going to help us. It's the word of God that's going to carry us through in the last and evil days. We realize we can't even walk this journey without you holding our hands. We know, God, that you is the author and the finish, God. You said, God, that you will be there until the end, Father. And we pray right now, God, for mankind, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that have already done all that he's going to do for us. We thank you for that shed and blood that he shed back on Calvary Cross. We thank you for the love that he has showed us each and every morning, how he had mercy on us and how he just breathed on us each and every morning as we wake up and giving us another chance to get it right. So, God, I give you glory and honor, God. I pray right now, God, for that person that might be going through lupus on tonight, God. I pray for that person that might be going through a nervous problem, that might be real nervous in their body and feel like they can't hard to do the things that they desire to do. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for that person that's going through back pains right now, God. Touch their backs right now, God. Look down that person that's going through a stomach problem or going through a stomach pain right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, look down on the one that might be going through some aching pains or muscle pains in their legs, Heavenly Father, that might not be able to walk, in the joints might be bothering them as they try to walk and go places, even though they may have a cane or may have a cane to lean on. But, God, give them that strength, Lord God, that one day that they will realize, God, that they don't even need the cane anymore. They might be walking with it, and all of a sudden that instant that pain will leave, and they will be able to stand, and they won't have to have that cane to walk with anymore, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know there's nothing too hard, God, that you can't do, Father. As we look to you and as we keep calling on your name, God, we know you're able to deliver, God. We know that you is a deliver, God. We know that you is a healer. And we know that whatever we need, we called and we look to you, God, to give us that strength to be able to carry on. We pray right now, God, that you will look down on the person that be going through a blood pressure tonight, God. Their blood might have been up, God. We ask you to regulate that blood pressure right now, God, and make it normal in the way that you see fit in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for that person that might be going through a problem with cancer, Lord. We know, God, that you is a healer. We know, God, that there's no cancer in you. So, God, we curse that seed to the very core right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, that he take his sickness and he take his sickness back to the pit where he come from in the name of Jesus, because he has no authority over people of God. He has no authority over even anyone that might be going through the sickness, because you have already done it for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We call on you because we know you're able, God. We know that you're there, and we know that you can and you will see us through all our situation if we trust and believe in you, if we lean out to our own understanding and acknowledge our ways and that you will direct our path in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you for it right now, Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll continue, Lord God, to give us that mind to just believe in you the more, God, and help us not to have that a mind to be wondering about things and wondering, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Knowing, God, that you, if we speak it, if we believe it, that you said that there's nothing impossible that you can't do for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you right now. We thank you for the word that tells us to trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge for us. Selah in Psalm 62:8. God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word of God. God, help us to learn that word. Help us, Lord God, to get that word in our heart that we won't sin against you, that we'll be able to be what you want us to be, that you will just continue to mold us and make us the child of God that you would have us to be. Look on people that's crying out, Lord. Look on people that need that touch on tonight. Look on them right now, Lord. Bless them and open up their understanding and let them know, God, that you are able, God, that you're able to bring them out. You are able to change them. You're able to give them that strength to be what you want them to be in the name of Jesus. You're able to help them to be able to understand your word. You're able to open up their understanding. You're able to give them wisdom and knowledge and revelation of the word of God. You're able to be able to help them to walk upright before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them. All they got to do is just look to you and just trust in you. And then as they begin to trust you, and then they begin to know who they are in Christ, like Sister Alexander always told us, know who you are in Christ. And as the sister was speaking, saying, or Sister Willett was saying on last night, how she was saying that there was what he was preaching about repentance, and Sister Alexander is now talking about know who you are in Christ. And so, God, there's some of the things that we need to take hold to, some of the things that we need to believe, and God is able to help us to overcome these things that we are going through in these last and evil days. As we walk this journey, as we know who we are in Christ, we can be able to know that we can fight and we can stand up and we can take a stand as we walk this journey. If we know who we are, we'll know how to hold on to the word. We'll know how to not let man come to us and try to change us. We'll know how to know when someone come to us and say something to us that's not of God, that we'll know how to put the word on it in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you on tonight, God. We pray, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for repentance on tonight. We pray for a change of heart and a change of mind. We pray for the military men and women. Lord, we pray for those that out there shooting and killing people that that's out there on the streets, God, and we pray that you'll touch them on tonight. Let them know, God, that you see and you know all about it, God. Father God, we pray that you touch the school children as they go back to school in Lumberton, God. We pray that you will give them strength, God, and as they'll get back into their learning, God. We pray that you will shield them and protect them as they get back in school, God. Even in the college, Lord, we pray for the kids in college, the young girls, the young boys. Oh, God, we pray that that young girl might be able to stand, and she might be able to stand and be able to stand with the Spirit of God in her to let somebody else know that she have made a change in her life. Maybe that somebody, Lord God, is looking at this young girl or looking at this young boy because they're not acting the way they have been acting because they have come a change over. Father God, we pray that our light might shine. You said, let our light so shine that men should see that we glorify the Father in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us to keep our light on. Help us not to be wavery. Help us not to be weary and well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will look down on those that's driving cars on tonight. A lot of people are driving, and Lord, sometimes they get in accidents. Sometimes they're going a little too fast. Touch them, Lord God. Help them to know, God, that a car is nothing to play with. It's a car to get in to go where you have to go and to bring you back where you've been. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch these situations right now in the name of Jesus. Look on the body of Christ on tonight as we come together in unity, as we come and show love to our fellow man, to our sisters and brothers. Help us to help one another. Help us not to just look down on one another, but help us to, when we see one is down, help us to lift them up and to encourage them with the word of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. There's so much to pray about. There's so much to ask you to help us with, God, in the name of Jesus. And you know all about it, God. You know what we need and what we don't need. And so, God, we give it to you on tonight. We cast all our cares upon you tonight because we know you cared for us. We know that you're able to bring us out. We know that you're able to turn things around when the storm comes, God. You were so grateful. You were so merciful. And you kept some of your people, Lord, and you didn't let things happen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you will continue to help us to be alert when another storm tried to snip up on us, God. Help us to be aware of and help us to always pray about these storms and these things that's coming in the land, on the land, in the name of Jesus. Even things that come in our life, in our walk of life. God, we pray that we'll be alert and we'll be focused on what the words say in the name of Jesus. Lord God, somebody needs you on tonight. Somebody calling on you. We pray that you'll walk into the hospital. God, we pray that the Spirit of the Lord will flow into the hospital, that it will touch these beds where these people are lying in the bed, that they will lift up out of those beds and they will come out of there and tell somebody, God have made a change in my life. Like the man that was like the man when he lifted, said, take up your bed and walk. And then he could be able to tell somebody, God have changed me. I'm not like I used to be. He done it for me in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for these situations that's going on in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all what you're doing. We pray, Lord God, because we know that the word of God tells us in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And we also read in Psalms 107:6, said, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. So God will deliver us. God will come. God will deliver us all our trouble if we just only trust him. If we just only believe, all things are possible to those that believe. We thank you on tonight, God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, and we ask you to continue, Lord, to look on mankind all over the world. Look on the young people, God. Touch them, Lord God. Help them to cry out to you, Lord God. Help them, God, to be able to see God. Help them to be able to know, God, that you are able to turn things around. But we know, God, they first have to come to you. They first have to get that word into them. They first have to hear what the word says, that they want to make a change in their life. Because a lot of them want to make a change and don't know how to. A lot of people want to walk this journey and don't know how to walk. But we know you're able, Lord God, to show them that love. The Bible said, how can we draw a person? With love and kindness is how we draw. So, God, we want to be able to be real. We don't want to be half-stepping on tonight. We want to be real at what we do, that our light might shine, that somebody that our light, that sometimes we may not give them the word, but it's like that people are looking at other people. They're looking at their light. They're looking at and seeing what they're doing. And then after they begin to see them, then they begin to talk to them, and then you can give them that word. You can let them know God is able to change you. What he done for me, he can do for you. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we love you, God. We praise you. We lift you up. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to look down on your people all over the world, that you look down on those that's struggling, those that need you on tonight, those that don't understand, that you open up their understanding, that you will help them, Lord God, to see that you are everything that they need. We know, God, that you told us, God, to trust you. You told us to lean not to our own understanding. You told us to call on you in a time of trouble. And so, God, we thank you because we know this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. When we wake up in the morning, we know it's a day that you have given us, that things have passed away, things have changed, and it's not like it used to be. So, God, we give glory and honor to you right now that you'll continue to help us to cast all our burdens on you because we know you cares for us. We ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every one, God, and continue to look on the prayer line. Continue, Lord, to look on the person that might be listening on tonight. Help them, Lord God, to give their life to you. Help them to cry out to you and to seek your face that you're able to change whatever problem that they might be going through, that you are able to deliver them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank and praise God for the women of God. Praise God. The beautiful, sincere prayer by Sister Alexandra. The beautiful, sincere, and powerful prayer by Sister McCormick. Praise God. And mentioned so many things. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Just want to read a scripture. I don't remember Minister BJ mentioning that we were going to ask for prayer requests, but I just want to share this scripture that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, praise God. But Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Because it's God who forgives all of our iniquities, and it is he who heals all of our diseases. It's he who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns our head with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth, praise God, is renewed like the eagles. And you can read the rest of that, but it is so good. But it's so good to give thanks to the Lord for the prayers that have gone up, thanking God for who he is, praise God, thanking God for the Lord Jesus for hearing the prayer request, because God, praise God, a sincere prayer God hears, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we thank and praise God, according to 1 John and 5, that when we pray, God hears our prayers. Praise God, hallelujah. And we know that he hear us, then we know by faith, still on the teaching that Sister Alexandra taught on last night, we have the answers. to the petitions that we lift up to God, praise God. So we have the assurance, we have the confidence that when we pray according to God's will, and his word is his will, that's why we mentioned pray according to what, find out what God's word says about your situation and pray in that manner, praise God. Pray believing that you receive, and hallelujah, you shall have what you ask God for. Praise God, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for those beautiful prayers, praise God. And I'm praying that God will annihilate and consume and cut every tie that's trying, a tie that should not be connected to us, our families, our friends, not even a tie that's connected to our nation. If it's wicked and evil, we pray that God will sever every unholy tie in Christ Jesus' name. We don't want anything to do, Jesus says darkness has nothing to do with him, and we don't want anything to do with darkness in our lives, our family lives, our friends, our neighbors, praise God, or our, even our nation in the name of Jesus. And believing and trusting that God is going to bring about a change, even reconciliation, praise God, to those who haven't accepted Christ yet. We're believing that they're going to come to the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, and thanking and praising God for all that he's doing, and lifting up Minister BJ, praise God, in the name of Jesus, believing that all will go well with her event this evening, praise God, and that God will give her strength and that he will bless her with what she stands in need of in the name of Jesus. But just lifting up the name of Jesus and giving God glory for who he is, for what he's already doing. And somebody said, if he never does anything else, he's already done enough. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because when Jesus, hallelujah, stepped out of heaven and came down to make a sacrifice, sacrifice his life so that we can live, hallelujah, because we're the guilty ones, because we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus never did anything wrong, but he was willing to pay the price by laying his life down so that we could be made right with the Father. So thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for the great prayers that have gone forward. And we pray, Lord God, for those requests that may not have been spoken, Lord God, and we just lift up every person and every situation unto you, because you already know. But you said ask, seek, and knock, hallelujah. And that's why we come on this prayer line to intercede and do what you requested of us, Heavenly Father. And thank you so much. Thank you even for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord God. I love Psalms 51, praise God. Jesus, David said, hallelujah, glory be to God, to take not thy Holy Spirit away from us. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, a spirit to want to do good. I'm praying for a revival, or I just want to do what's right. I want to do what's good in the name of Jesus, to begin to just take off like wildfire in the name of Jesus, praise God. So, Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing. We thank you. I heard the prayer for traveling mercies, Lord God, whether they by airplane, whether they by train or bus, Lord God, even out on the ships, however they're traveling, Lord God, we're praying for mercy in the name of Jesus, praying for people to stay alert in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit going through these hospitals and psychiatric facilities and restoring people, Lord God, raising them up off their sick bed in the name of Jesus. Supernatural miracles be released in Christ Jesus' name. We believe it and we proclaim it in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. Was there any other minister on the line tonight? I don't hear anyone responding because the line should be open, praise God. So I guess it might have been just us. I guess if that's all, I don't know if, because I think Minister BJ said she would come back to the line. I thought she would. She may not get around to it. Sister Alexander.
I'm there.
Oh, okay.
about ready to close. Y'all prayed so beautifully. I was hearing from the other room, but I was moving around, so the guest is here. They're running real late tonight, but nevertheless, it worked out still for the good for everybody. But it was a powerful prayer tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I was checking to see if there was any other ministers on the line because I didn't want to, you know, cut anybody off.
I don't know if there's anybody else. Let me check to see.
Okay.
It was one other sister, but I think she done dropped off already. She just dropped off.
Okay.
But nevertheless, I want to sing happy birthday to Mother McCormick. She's still there. Let's say happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother McCormick. May the Lord bless and increase your blessings.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Mother McCormick.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed your weekend with the family. I hope you didn't bother you yesterday. I figured you was having a blessed time with the family.
Is she still there?
I thought she was still there. I don't hear her.
I heard Sister Alexander. I don't know if Mother McCormick
can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I was talking. I thought I had pushed my phone when I didn't push it. And I was talking. But anyway, I thank God that I turned another age since the last time on last Monday.
Okay.
I thank God. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my daughters. They took me out. And, it was really good. I enjoyed it. That's so good. Thank
God.
God. Thank y'all for saying happy birthday to me.
Amen. I guess I went so fast ahead of everybody. Praise God. But I just want to tell you, ladies, I do appreciate it. I did hear most of the prayers in between here and there because I left it and they just now walked in the door. They were running. They got delayed. So it worked out for good for everything. So I'll finish it up, what I need to do in the kitchen. So we're going to go ahead and have dinner. I'll tell you, it's good to hear God's voice when he tell you to do something, and I'll tell you, it worked out beautifully. So we thank God for the family, and thank God that a mind to say the word and the anointing and the prayers got to go on regardless. If God gave you an assignment, we need to be on our post. So I thank God for you all, and thank God for that word last night, and praise God for women of Zion that are pursuing after the kingdom business sincerely. So I pray abundant overflow blessings back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get ready to close. If the Lord say the same, we're going to ask Mother McCormick to close us out tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In about 2 or 3 minutes, you can just say a little closing prayer, Mother McCormick.
Okay. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come again. Lord, just want to say thank you, Lord God, for just being so good and so kind to us, God, that you have brought us through another day. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord God, as we get off this phone tonight, God, that you'll continue to be with us as we walk our journey, that we will let our light shine before men and women, that they would see that Jesus is in us. God, we pray, Lord God, for Sister Hubbard, God, that you'll continue to bless the woman of God. We ask you to look down on Sister Willette, God, continue to look on her and her family, and we ask you to look on Sister Alexander and her family. We pray for each and every one, those that's on the prayer line and those that have came before on the prayer line that's not on them tonight. We pray that you'll bless each and every woman of God that have ever come on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to use them for your glory, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I talked to Pastor Bird last night and said we missed you on the line, but she's up in her hometown and what about this, and with family, the Lord's blessings, joy, said she's supporting a niece that's in a tournament and something she don't get the normally to do, so we just bless the Lord and so forth. So she'll be back home. She won't be on the night because they had the tournament tonight. So she already knows. She's keeping us in heart, too, as well, so we're keeping her in prayer. And all the other prayers we've been praying for everybody. So tonight we love you, bless you, and I thank God for you. Shalom, shalom.
Amen, shalom. God bless all of you.
God bless you.
Love you. Thank you, Mother Willette, for being on your post, and praise God.
God be the glory. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank the ladies for such wonderful prayer warriors. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen, and God bless. Enjoy.
Amen.
Love, bless. Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you.